Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thanks for listening to A Prophecy of Incense and Snow, a new romantic fantasy from Meet Cute. We hope you enjoy the show.
The next morning, it was time for me to leave the Green Valley.
In case it rains, there's a fresh cloak in this pack, dear.
And a hunk of cheese and some apples in here.
Grandma, send a raven when you get to the Defiance so we know that she's made it safely.
Wises, I don't know how to thank you. I feel so lucky that...
The pleasure was ours, dear.
Will I ever see you again?
Oh, of course!
Yes, the stars as our witness.
Till next time, my old friends.
Though my hands were shaking as I saddled Starkrit, I was focused on my journey ahead.
You ready?
I am.
Then brace yourself.
Dear gods, that burns! Why did that hurt?
You're going to experience new sensations as we get further and further from the Enchanted Hollow. Everything painful has been kept from you.
What was that?
Oh dear, we have some work to do. That was only a crow.
Don't laugh at me. I've never heard one or seen one before. It's only natural to be startled.
Oh, wait till you hear the wolves howl at night.
And so my journey with the strange old wizard began. I trusted him because the wisest did. I want you to tell me everything. Every single thing that has been kept from me. I know nothing about the realm. I'm ready to learn. The turmoil, the bloody guts of it all.
Well, the country was not always so fractured. 1,000 years ago, the realm enjoyed peace. But then Forbati appeared and brought with him a plague that ended the Age of Abundance.
But why?
Evil tends to only make sense to those that profit from it. Forbati arose seemingly out of nowhere from the mountains of the east and began to terrorize the outer territories with his cureless ills. The plague stretched across the realm and continued in waves for hundreds of years. And all of this was the stage upon which your birth was announced. And for a brief moment, the prophecy and the plans for your marriage to Praxis gave people something they deeply needed. Hope.
Grandla told me of the world I belonged to, but had never known. How Praxis and his army would surround villages, cutting them off from their water supply, letting them die of thirst if they did not all pledge their allegiance to his crown.
But the Defiance started to push back. They were barely a handful of strangers when they first came to me, but I've watched them grow in numbers and conviction. This new victory over Praxis was the sign many needed to join.
And the victorious? This walker?
Barely 21 when he enlisted. He rode up alone from a southern territory and joined the ranks barely higher than a serf. Now he leads the resistance.
Walker's near-death blow against Praxis was a mystery that baffled everyone, including Grandler. No one could understand how an unknown farmer's son from a small territory of the 36 could bring a descendant of the Three to his knees. Grandler told me many things. The Defiant's plans for an attack. The horrors Praxis inflicted. But mostly, Grandler warned me.
I do not know how you will be received, Atla. The people of the 36 have long awaited your return, and yet, a lot has changed since you were born. I want you to be prepared for, well, for anything.
Grandler, I'm cold and hungry.
Many in the realm are.
Ugh. Life outside of the Green Valley is exhausting.
Discomfort usually is.
I've started to wonder if I've made a horrible mistake.
Atla, we must stop Praxis.
Ugh, that's not what I'm questioning. I'm just wondering if I can be the person you need me to be.
Atla.
I've never even been hungry before. Don't you see? I've lived the lie of comfort while others suffered. What can I possibly do to help now?
When the time comes, you will do the right thing. And you will discover in that moment that you are braver than you ever could have imagined.
I pray to the gods you are right.
As do I.
On the 19th day of our journey, Grandler sent a raven ahead of us to announce our arrival. I saw it first, from a distance, the stronghold we were joining. I knew it immediately from the paintings the Wisest had shared with me. Sif Castle. My home.
What is left of it, yes. Remember why you are here, Atla. Keep it in your heart.
I have returned, and I bring with me a friend to our cause. Atla Sif. People, come now. She's here to help. And I ask that you all welcome her.
The Wisest raised me to be beloved.
Don't worry. A few need time to get used to you. But don't ignore those that bow just because you cannot hear them. Everything will look better in the morning. This will be your quarters for now. There are some blankets on the bed, and someone will be up shortly with water.
Was this my room?
No, dear. The royal wing was destroyed when Praxis stormed the castle.
Grandler, I was wondering if I could have your ear for a minute about...
Ah, Walker! Come in!
Tall, broad shoulders, and covered in sweat and dirt, the man who stood in the doorway stopped talking as soon as he saw me. He had hazel eyes with specks of gold and rich chestnut hair. I watched him process who I was. His casual stance turned rigid and his mouth formed into a hard line.
Walker, I'd like you to meet Atla Sif.
I could tell by the way he flinched when he heard my name. Walker was not going to bow. I took a deep breath and reached out in a sign of solidarity. He stared at my hand between us and made no move to take it.
She has come to aid in our mission, Walker.
After what felt like days, he finally went to shake my hand and said,
"Welcome to the Defiance."
As soon as our skin touched, a lightning bolt of electricity shot through me. My vision became blurry and I gasped for air.
Grandler!
Atla. Atla. Atla.
Someone get help, she's collapsed.
Atla, wake up! Atla, wake up!
she's collapsed.
Okay, it's okay. Walker, don't worry.
Blunder, Starly, Blunder.
Oh, there you go, dear. Come back to us now. The large woman placed a wet rag on my forehead. Where am I? Who are you?
Nurse Vai, dear. How are you feeling?
My head hurts.
Oh, that's to be expected. You've been out cold for about 2 days now.
What? 2 days? I shot up onto my elbows, but blood rushed to my head and the room began to spin.
Oh, easy now. No need to overdo it.
The nurse put a warm hand on my shoulder and gently pushed me back down.
She's awake.
Finally. Maybe now we can have our meetings outside of the infirmary.
Charming as a bag of rubbish as always, Fancy.
I rolled my head to see who was talking. Staring out the window, Walker, no longer covered in sweat and dirt, stood with his back to the room. Next to him, looking at me with disdain, was a tall young woman with a long, bright white braid down her back. They were both wearing brown fighting leathers and covered in weapons. Walker turned towards the room, but still did not look at me, only Granma.
Can she walk?
Slowly. But she should be able to.
She needs more time here, another day at least.
Whoa, wait, we don't have that sort of time.
Let's move her to my room. We can at least have our meetings there until she can get around on her own.
Something in the way they spoke of me made my blood boil. I sat up again, ignoring the sudden dizziness as I flung my feet onto the floor. I don't need your help.
Whoa, watch out. The princess has decided she can do something.
I dug my nails into the cot I was on as my body swayed from the quick movement. Grandla, what happened?
You were knocked out by a clash of spells.
An echo of spells, to be exact.
Walker was seared deeply across his abdomen by a death spell from Praxis when they battled. The wound has healed, but still contains traces of Praxis's dark magic.
And the binding spells, dearie, connecting you and Praxis are the most powerful that I've ever seen.
I don't understand.
Praxis has creation magic, and it appears he left a trace of darkness in Walker, which is at odds with the light magic of the love tether between Praxis and yourself, causing some sort of rift that shocks your system.
What does that mean?
The two forms of magic are in conflict, disrupting each other.
But how could they...
You know, that's it. I've had my fill for the day. Walker, find me when you can move freely again.
Binding spells are stronger than I thought. I fear my cloaking charms were ineffective.
Praxis knows I've left the Wises.
Perhaps.
And how much longer until the rest of the Defiants arrive?
At least a week.
How does she know so much of our plans? You trust her with this information, Grandla.
I told you, Walker, she's here to help.
I watched Walker look me over with contempt. It was clear. He hated me.
Until the rest of the Defiants arrive and we are ready to face Praxis, you must stay close to Walker.
What? Why?
I know this is a lot to take in, but I need you to listen. The spells appeared to be interrupting each other, causing some sort of scrambling effect. As long as you two stay close, Praxis should not be able to sense your location or have entry to your mind. I'm worried that being outside of the Wise's protection allows the possibility of him influencing your thoughts. The truth is, we don't know how much access he has. And until we do, I need you not to leave Walker's side. Adler.
The rest of the day was hell. This is your room? Whose was it before?
Had your bed moved up here. Worried I took your parents' room.
No, I know the royal wing was destroyed.
And how does that make you feel, princess? To know that your parents fled in the night and left everyone else to die.
Adler, this is Vansa, my head of security.
the pleasure's all mine.
Oh, so the princess has a little bite to her after
all. You can call me Atla.
Whatever you wish, Your Highness.
Vansa, why are you here?
Just received word from Tagus. Get this, he wants to meet you.
Tagus, what in the world could he possibly want to talk about?
He didn't specify, but he said it was of the highest importance. Ask to meet in the morning.
I'm sorry, who is Tagus?
What business is it of yours?
Relax, Vansa. Tagus is the son of one of the Nine. He's from the Fourth House, and he's entitled and foolish, and has shown no interest in helping the Defiance.
One might say he'd prefer a realm dominated by Praxis.
Go, Vansa. Leave us, and send word that I'll meet with Tagus in the morning.
Okay, but I want her in the ring before the meeting. I need to see what she can do. Sunrise?
We'll be there.
Really?
Bye.
You better be.
What does she mean she wants to see what I can do?
Your combat skills. She wants to test how you'll fare in a fight. Did you have hand-to-hand experience, or did you just learn battle spells?
How could I tell him I had never trained for combat? Is there somewhere I could get a glass of water?
Here you go.
Thank you. The thing about combat is, well...
Come in.
Urgent business calls me away from the castle.
But you just arrived.
Send a raven if there is an emergency. Goodbye, friends.
Wait! Grandla, please! You can't leave me here alone.
You are in good hands, Atla. I promise.
Everyone here despises me.
I will come back as soon as I can.
But... what?
I have to go now. I'm sorry.
And then Walker and I were alone. For the first time.
If you get cold, there are blankets at the chest of the foot of your bed.
I watched him walk across the room with a troubled look on his face. Crouching down next to the fireplace, he added some logs to the fire and poked at the flames.
Do you need the bathroom or anything?
No.
Are you hungry?
Dinner was enough.
Well... are you capable of entertaining yourself? I've got work to do.
Look,
and...
I don't like this arrangement either. No need to be rude.
I have no intentions of being a babysitter, even for a princess. And just because we have to be next to each other doesn't mean it's my job to amuse you.
I never asked for that.
Well, you're just standing there watching me.
What am I supposed to do? My heart raced, my eyes stung.
I don't know. Pray to the gods the people in this castle don't turn against you in the middle of the night.
Fine. You know what? I'll go to sleep. I threw the blankets back with a huff. I could feel the wet tears streaming down my cheeks, but buried my face in the pillow to hide them. I tried to steady my breathing as Walker walked across the room and pulled out his desk chair. Oh, I turned my head slightly to the side and through wet lashes watched as he studied a map rolled out before him. Oh, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I thought, as he lit a candle and leaned over the parchment. How could anyone be so terrible, so mean to someone they just met? Someone who wanted to help. Everyone here was horrid and wretched, and my sole companion on this strange journey was gone. Only the most dreadful people would be so cruel to someone who just wanted to help. I decided then and there that though I would aid the Defiance, I would never be friends with Walker. As he worked, bent over the map, dark hair falling into his eyes, I thought of home, of my green valley. And slowly, softly, tumbled into my dreams. As a peaceful slumber swallowed me whole.
Atla. Atla.
Thanks for listening to A Prophecy of Incense and Snow.
Looking for more great stories? Remember to hit the follow button on Spellbound. And for more love stories right now, follow Meet Cute on your favorite podcast app for a new rom-com series every month. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts for access to Meet Cute's full catalog.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.